Appliance Repair.
Hey, Ray.
Yes.
Ray, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash from the Yelp department.
Yes.
How are you?
Good.
Is this a good time to speak with you?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I got with our Yelp specialist because we actually became a Yelp partner, and we have a specialist over at Yelp that we deal with directly for our partnership. And she says here that you're no stranger to Yelp. You've been spending with Yelp for a while, right?
Yep.
And then it shows me here that your last spend in November was $1,551. October was like $17. So, and that you haven't spent anything yet for December.
Well, it hasn't posted yet.
Yeah, well, and that's fine. I'm just recapping with you so I can tell you what it is that we can actually help you with, because if we take over your Yelp, you're going to have to spend more, but there are promos that are available, meaning you spend a certain amount, you get a certain amount in free ads through running it with us. Plus, she said that your page looks decent, but we can definitely help the page to look even better and get better qualified clients than what it is that you're currently getting. So the results that you're seeing, like, we can double that. We can make it even better than what it is that you kind of have going on, if that's something that you're interested in.
Okay, so you guys would spice up the page?
Mm-hmm. We do a lot of things in order to help it. So what she said is that with where your current spend is that you would have to increase the current spend to $2,400, and we would give you $250 in free ads on top of that for the first 3 months is the promo that we have available right now.
Wait a minute, so I would have to increase it to $2,400 through who? Mm-hmm.
Through us. So what happens is you would cancel your current plan with Yelp, and then you would pay that to us, and we run it through our ad spend with Yelp directly. We take over the Yelp page administration, and we go ahead and we spice it up. We give it everything that it could possibly need and get the ads up and running. And the turnaround on that is about 2 to 3 days max. So currently, when I'm looking at your page, it looks good. Like, there's no website attached to it. There is some photos and there is some information, but we need to increase the portfolios. We need to increase the information that's readily available to the clients from the page, which makes it more attractive and ensures that they're clicking to call you directly right away, as opposed to, you know, reviewing the other competitors in your area. There's a lot of things that we're able to do to fluff this page up.
Mm-hmm.
And what I can do if you would like is if you have just like a few minutes, I can schedule a call with my technician, Gina, and we can do a quick video call, and she can explain to you what it is that we can actually do to increase it, to give you a little bit more peace of mind. Again,
so
it's all on
the thing is, I have to pay you guys up front $2,400.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how it goes. With Yelp currently, you pay in rears.
Right.
But the way that it's done here is you're getting a better result. It is paid up front because we have to give that money directly to Yelp up front. So
the only problem is I can't pause with you guys, so I can pause with Yelp.
Why can't you pause with us? Who told you can't pause with us?
So I don't want my ad to run. I don't know if you guys are taking money from me when I'm not wanting to work 3-4 days in a row.
You have access to everything through the client dashboard with us, Raymond. We're not going to take any money from you if there's a reason that you don't want to.
The problem I'm having is
mm-hmm.
I gave you guys $1,000 and the response was horrible, in my opinion. Horrible. Compared to if I put the money in Yelp, I have a lot better response. So how do I know that I'm going to get with you guys? I don't know. I'm having a hard time trusting you guys.
Okay. I understand what you're saying. You know, unfortunately, the program that you started with the Google Ads isn't the program that I personally would have started you with. You started with an agent who's no longer with us. Charlie's no longer with us for a number of reasons, and it's not the package that I personally would have started you with. I would have started you with either the Google Guarantee package or the Yelp package, simply because it's showing better results for what it is that you're offering. For the appliance repair vertical, you're getting a better bang for your buck with these other things. I do apologize that you haven't had the experience that, you know, your money's been spent and you feel like it's wasted and now you're having trouble trusting us. I apologize for that. I do have a way to show you that we can make it better. We can actually meet with Gina. She can show you exactly what it is that we can do and how we can better running it through Local Splash as opposed to you running it on your own directly through Yelp. Maybe that would give you a little more peace of mind.
So what if I don't want to work, and how do I see my spending money already, for example, from the 1st to the 14th, does it show me what I spent so far in my ads, like Yelp does?
Yes, we have the dashboard where you're able to check the API with everything as far as the spend goes and how things are working, and you would work directly with Kyle. He's the agent who does the onboarding and tracking and reporting with everything for Yelp. We have an entire team that's dedicated solely to the Yelp accounts.
Okay.
And you're able to track it because you get the tracking and reporting system.
And
it's all done month to month, so there's no contract with this. You know, if for any reason you weren't 100% satisfied, you're not married to us. You don't have to, you know, you're not tethered to us for any reason. This is going to give you additional ad spend on top of what it is. It's going to increase the visibility of your page. It's going to make it more attractive and put more dollars in your pocket.
Okay, so this is what I'm concerned. You guys are going through Yelp, and Yelp wants their money, and you guys want your money. So am I going to get the same results or better?
You're going to get better results.
How's that going to happen? I'm just thinking, how's that going to happen when you guys are third party or second party and Yelp wants their money, they're going to want their portion, and you guys want your portion, how am I going to have enough money for me to respond?
Okay.
To get calls?
So this is the thing. Is you're currently running your Yelp ad on your own. There's nobody at Yelp that's managing your Yelp account, that's making sure that everything looks the way it's supposed to and the profile enhancements are running the way that they're supposed to. When individuals set up a campaign directly through Yelp, they are fully and totally solely responsible for ensuring the visibility and everything else of that campaign. If you run the Yelp ads through us, we are responsible for that because we are a partner to Yelp. So Yelp reached out to Local Splash and asked us to partner with them for our clients for this specific purpose.
Okay.
So it's not a matter of, you know, we're just out here looking for our cut. It's Yelp asked to partner with us because of the way that we treat our clients and the quality of clients that we have. They felt that we would be a good fit for them. Our employees, myself included, had to go through training specifically with Yelp in order to work directly with them and work directly with our clients. So we're not offering this to every single client that Local Splash has. It's to the clients that are a good fit for Yelp, the clients that have an understanding of how it works, and we can better what they currently have. Because you're getting decent results for where you're at. You wouldn't spend $1,500 if you weren't getting decent results. However, can it be better? Absolutely, because you don't have all the profile enhancements included on your page currently. You don't have all of the bells and whistles that you're probably already paying for.
Okay, so you guys can take care of that. I don't have to worry about that.
Correct.
This is what I'm going to do. So I'm going to think about it. I want to do it on the 1st. I don't want to be in the middle of this. I'm going to do it on the 1st.
Okay.
And I'm
going to
do it. And then
sure.
I never go into my dashboard, so I don't even know how to get into it.
You'd have to log into your dashboard to cancel your services. So I can give you the information and effort to do that. But before we're able to take it over officially, you'll have to go in and cancel the services through that.
Through what? Yelp?
Mm-hmm.
I got to cancel their service completely?
Mm-hmm.
So, this is it. Okay. I know how they work. So I don't know how you guys work. This is what I'm having an issue with. Yelp people, hold on. One time, this is years ago with Yelp, I had a $1,000 budget or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was like 7 days before I went on vacation. And I had a budget like, I don't know, $1,000 still or whatever, 500. I can't remember what it was.
Okay.
So I got my ad going back up again. And one day they charged me $400.
Because nobody was monitoring it. Nobody was minding
no.
it. You're responsible for doing
no,
that
because,
on your own.
Right. I went live. And what they did is they say, Mr. Smith has $500 left on his account. And we only have 5 days left. So they just
right.
went wham.
Mm-hmm.
And if that happens with me, with you guys, I'm not going to be happy and I will be gone.
Right.
Because
I understand.
You understand what I'm saying?
No, I totally understand. But today's the 5th, not the 15th. You know what I mean? So starting it now, if you want to wait till the 1st, that's fantastic. But I'm just saying, it's not like we're super far into the month. We're 5 days into the month.
So my question is,
over the course of 25 days is easier.
So my question is, if I pause and I went on vacation for 2 weeks or a week, and I come back to work and I still have, you know, $1,500 in spending ads, are you going to try to gobble that up by the first?
I don't actually have an answer to that specific question. So that's a great question. I can definitely get the answer to that question for you.
Or is that gonna be like, so I say I only want, say it's $2,400 and I only want spent $700 or $70 a day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now I have all that money left. Now you guys are gonna whack me for $120 a day or whatever. Or I'm not saying that. Say it's $10 a click.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're gonna hit me for $50 a click. Because you guys
no.
want that money.
No, we're
they
not going
to. Yelp did that. Yelp did
right.
that to me.
Okay. All right.
So what's the purpose of me? What's the purpose of me pausing when you guys are going to make it up all in one shot within
okay,
a week?
Okay, we're not Yelp. Again, the account
I'm
is being minded.
What they did.
I understand what they did to you, but that's when you dealt with Yelp directly and there was nobody who was specifically handling your account. You were responsible for handling it yourself, Raymond. Okay, and if you're not aware of how it is that they do business and they practice when you're in that specific situation, right, where you have this bundle of money that's left, you've been on pause, you only have a couple of weeks left, they're trying to run that budget out so that they can, you know, get you for the next month, so to speak, right?
Right.
That's not the way that Local Splash is designed. Like, if you know in advance that you're going on vacation, then let's adjust the budget on the front end. Like, let's not put all that budget in there. There's ways for us to take care of it and to mind the account itself. But as it was like you set it up, you put the money in, and it just ran kind of willy-nilly. There was nobody who was monitoring it on a regular basis.
Right. So
right?
As of now,
so
I tell them.
Now
that,
you would have
right.
somebody monitoring it on a regular basis because that's what we're doing. Okay.
As of right now, I tell people I only want $60 a day, $65, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times what they use, I'm not saying you guys do it yet,
sure.
but that's what a lot of companies do. Say I pause it for 4 or 5 days. Say, wait, Ray, he paused it for 4 or 5 days. So let's make that money back up. So we're going to give him, $100 a day until we catch up to that,
mm-hmm.
to that spot.
Right.
That's what I don't
that
like.
Makes sense. I understand what you're saying. And I wouldn't like that either. I wouldn't like that either, personally. I understand where you're at with that. So those are great questions that I can definitely address with her and get the response on, get the answer on. And then, you know, at the first of next month or maybe a little bit before, I can schedule a call for you and I so that we can hash all this out. We can talk about this. I can schedule a call directly with her, you, and myself, like a video call, and we can go over everything and get all your questions answered and addressed before the first. So that way we're ready to rock. Around or near, you know, like probably the second, honestly, because we're closed on the first.
Here's another question.
Sure.
What if I go on vacation in the middle of the month, okay, and I got a budget of $2,400 and I go on vacation the 15th and
mm-hmm.
I go on vacation to the 1st?
Mm-hmm.
What happens to that rest of that money?
Well, wouldn't you know if you're going on vacation? Like ahead of time? Don't you plan your vacations? like 2 week vacations
yeah.
when you plan that ahead of time.
Yeah.
So going into that month, we're not going to put in that full budget because you don't need that full budget because you're not going to be there part of that month. So we make the adjustment on the front end.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I would, assume. That, again, I don't have an exact answer because you're presenting questions that I'm not familiar
okay.
with. But I am going to give you the answers on those. But to me, it would make sense that we would make the adjustment on the front end of the budget as opposed to the back end of the budget. Like trying
the thing
to recoup
it. Yeah, but the thing is, if I do that budget, right, and I tell you I'm going on vacation on the blah, 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 and you can say, okay, we're going to only going to run his ads, for example, to the 1st and the 15th,
mm-hmm.
then there's my budget. Then I come back, Forget it. I'm about it.
I understand what you're saying. I completely understand what you're saying. It is a very valid concern, and I want to get the answer for you because if I had the answer, I'd give you the answer. We only want to do this if it's going to be a good fit for you. We don't want to want you to feel like you're being, you know, obviously you're not going to either feel forced into anything, you know?
What if you guys don't fulfill what I like? I can go right back to Yelp?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I could just stop giving them money. That's all it is. Not giving them money.
Correct.
My account's open, right? My account is open. I just not putting no money into it.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what happens is you would cancel that account. You can open it back up with them at any point in time. It's not a big deal for you to open it back
what
up
mean
with them.
You cancel it.
You have to go into the dashboard and you have to cancel the services.
Oh, the money wise. It's
with
still going to be there.
Yes,
okay.
The profile and all everything is still going to be there. Yes, absolutely. You have over 99 reviews. Your profile is beautiful.
Yeah, I need some results because you know I'm getting tired of, you know, Google, which is the monopoly, and I don't like the way they run business. They just take. I don't know. I like the way Yelp runs. They just.
Mm-hmm.
They're chasing the money. They see money there, so hey, mm-hmm. take it. Let's get it. And they're not giving results. For example, yesterday, I had a balance of 166 of yesterday,
okay.
as it's compared to the first.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have a balance of 246, and I only got two calls.
Huh.
If I get results like that from you guys, I'm going to go back.
Right.
I got to get better than that.
Can we just schedule a call with me, you, and Gina?
Yeah, that's fine.
And, I mean, we can even schedule it. I can schedule it for today. And we can just have a quick chat. You can ask all these questions. And if it's not a good fit, it's not a good fit. And if it is, fantastic.
Well, I'm not going to do it unless it's going to be better for me. It don't make any sense.
I understand that, but and I wouldn't expect you or want you to do it if it's not going to be better for
you. I'll give you a chance, but if it's not, I'm going back. I'm just telling you, I'm being blunt, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. I really appreciate the open and honest communication personally, because without that, we're not getting.
I've been around a little bit. I might sound young, but I'm not. I'm 52.
We send a video call link. I can send it over to you for between 2:30 and 3, 3 and 3:30, or 3:30 and 4. What time is best for you?
Well, it depends. If I'm working, I can't depend because when I might get a call so that time, so I can't cancel my calls because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it, and then I'll see if I can step out for maybe 10 minutes or so.
Which time frame do you think is best?
You want to do it in the morning, like tomorrow, something like that?
Okay, cool.
That'd be better.
Okay, I have between 9 and 9:30, 9:30 and 10, 10 and 10:30,
yeah.
10:30 and 11.
9:30.
You got it. Okay, cool.
Let's do that
I look
tomorrow,
forward to talking
better.
With you then, okay?
All right, thanks.
Okay, all right, thanks. Bye.